This is Maggie Jones and Natural Wonders. Good morning. I'm going to read today another chapter from Fran Hammerstrom's book, Walk When the Moon is Full. And that's spelled H-A-M-E-R-S-T-R-O-M. The chapter is called A Walk in the City. We're going to the city for a few days. City? Alan and Elva were speechless with surprise. They had almost never been in a city. Where will we sleep? Asked Elva. In a hotel. Finally, Alan exclaimed, But the moon will be full. Will we walk in the moonlight? Fran answered uncertainly, We'll try. The very next night, Fran and Alan and Elva left the hotel room and went down to the lobby in the elevator. Then they passed through revolving doors to the street. Cars and buses whizzed by. Bright lights flashed from neon signs, and men at curbs called, Taxi! Taxi! These children, at home in the country, dared not let go Fran's hands as she pushed her way along the crowded sidewalk. The sky was a haze of colored moving lights. Fran led the way to a quieter street where it was darker. They stopped and looked up to try to find the moon. A man came out of a doorway and looked up, too. What's going on? He growled. Elva answered politely, We're all looking for the moon. The man just laughed and went back to the doorway. Alan called after him, If we could get high up, we could see the moon. A few minutes later, Fran noticed an old man locking a church door. Run, she shouted. They ran to the old man, and breathlessly, Fran asked him if they could go into the church and up to the steeple. He was so surprised that he hardly knew what to say. Both children said, Please? Then the old man chuckled, unlocked the huge door, and led them between the pews to the rear of the big old church. Bell tower's up there, ma'am, he murmured respectfully. My legs are tired. Take my flashlight. I'll wait here. First, they climbed up a carpeted stairway. Then they came to narrow, dusty wooden stairs that went round and round. Gradually, the sounds of the city faded away. At last, they climbed into a little room with high, narrow windows. Alan took charge of the flashlight, and Fran held Elva up high so she could look. Elva couldn't see the moon anywhere, just hazy moonlight and high up, a maybe moon. Suddenly Alan whispered, I've found a door. He twisted the rusty knob and pulled the door open. Cool night breeze blew into the little room from the base of the bell tower. They stepped outdoors. Arches supported another room high above them. An iron ladder led up through a hole in the floor of the room above. Elva started up the ladder, but Fran said, Wait, I want to make sure it's safe. Now Fran took the flashlight and climbed part way. The ladder is fine, but our city shoes are too slippery. They all took off their shoes and climbed barefoot. Elva climbed first, then Alan, and Fran brought up the rear. They had often climbed ladders picking fruit, but not at night, high over a city. When they were almost at the top, a big, almost white owl flew down through the hole in the floor and out into the night. Fran said, Stay where you are. I'm going to explore. She climbed past the children and disappeared through the dark hole. They saw the beam of her flashlight in the dusty air in the room above. Come, she called. Look what we've found. There was a sharp hissing from one corner of the bell room. The children would have been frightened, except that Fran sounded so happy. 8 fluffy baby barn owls hissed, threatened, and tipped their heart-shaped faces at the intruder. But the smallest owlet was too little to be left without its parent for long. So Fran and the children climbed down quickly, thanked the old man who had let them in, and walked back to the hotel. When they got back to their father, he looked at the happy, dirty faces and said, You have stars in your eyes and cobwebs in your hair. Did you find the moon? And that's the end of A Walk in the City. And this is Maggie Jones and Natural Wonders. Thank you for listening.